On Yom Kippur, we individually and as a community, we turn to God and we say, God, please forgive us for our sins. Ki lechal ha'am bishigaga. Forgive us, God, because it was an accident. It was a misunderstanding. It was totally unintentional. And the question is, what do you mean unintentional? We knew exactly what we were doing plenty of times. We are guilty as charged, premeditated sin. How could we claim to God that it was an accident? When one looks deeply into the human spirit and soul, if you dig deep enough, we realize that at our core, we are just that. We're a soul. We say it every morning. God, you gave us a pure, pure soul. That's who you are. If you can hear me, if you can hear me, you are a soul. And your soul is really untouchable, and it's pure, and it's beautiful. The problem is that we cover all kinds of garbage over it. And we lose our bearings. The Talmud explains that any person who sins against God really is actually having a moment of insanity. Believe it or not, insanity. The concept of sin is really losing control of our soul and losing our clarity and doing things that we don't really want to do. They're not really us. And in effect, therefore, we can turn to God and say, you know, it really wasn't my greatest, deepest intention. It wasn't really us. It wasn't really our main longing in this world. You know, tshuva is really the odyssey of the wandering, weary soul's journey back home. In Parshas Kisisa, the story of the golden calf, God has a meeting with Moshe due to an urgent, dangerous situation. The Jewish people had just sinned with the golden calf, and God wants to destroy them. Moshe prays, and God finally relents, and he says, you know what, I'm going to forgive you. It's a very long conversation, chapter 33, 34, in the book of Shmos. And then something incredible happens. God gives Moshe instructions for not only for the present, that present dangerous situation, but for what I will call an emergency tshuva procedure. Hey, this is what you do. You know, you need to perform an emergency tshuva procedure. The Jewish people are in grave danger. There's a lot of sin. This is what you should do. And then God actually demonstrates how to do it. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin actually paints a picture for us. You have to read the Chumash and the Gemara carefully. God's, so to speak, whatever it means, God presents an image where he puts on a talis, and he begins to call out the 13 aspects of his character. One by one by one by one. We say these on Yom Kippur, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanon, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed, etc. And God instructs Moshe and says, if you are in danger, you have a lot of sins, get up as a community, put on a talis, and call the names. Right? Do this, and you can find repentance. Amazing. Now, of course, that's exactly what we do. We do this on Yom Kippur and the Aseres Metshuva. However, I'd like to share an insight. You know, there's a silly story about a fool, somewhere in, you know, Europe 100 years ago, and his wife says to him, "Listen, you really have so much to learn. Why don't you go to the wise rabbi in Leipzig? Go to the wise rabbi in Leipzig, and you will learn wisdom." So she sends him all the way there, and he travels and travels, and he gets there. And then he's sitting at this in the court of this great rabbi, and the rabbi of Leipzig turns to his students, and he says, "Okay, I have a riddle, I have a question for you. Who is my father's, excuse me, who is my uncle's brother's son? Who is my uncle's brother's son?" And this poor fellow who had traveled is thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. He's listening, he's trying to figure it out. He can't figure it out. No one can figure it out. He turned to the rabbi and he says to the rabbi, "I don't know. Who is it?" And the rabbi says, "It's me. My uncle's brother's son, that's me." So this poor fellow says, "Wow, incredible." He travels all the way home. He comes back and his wife welcomes him and he says, "Okay." She says, "So what'd you learn?" He sits down and he says, "Listen, I have a question for you. Who is my uncle's brother's son?" His wife thinks and thinks and thinks. She can't figure it out. She says, "Who is it?" And her husband says, "It's the rabbi of Leipzig." And of course, that's the silly, funny joke, right? It's not actually when the rabbi of Leipzig was doing it, it was the rabbi of Leipzig. But now he's saying it, right? Now this husband is saying it. It's the husband. I would like to humbly suggest, what was God showing Moshe? God says, "Here's what you do when you're in trouble. Here's what you do. Here's what you do when you have a lot of sins. Put on the talis and start exclaiming, start stating your names. Start saying who you are. Remind yourselves who you are. Focus on your true inner self and connect to it." Now, I want to say, that doesn't mean that the simple interpretation of what God was saying, right, the simple interpretation is wrong. No, no, that's what we do. We also call the name of God. We stand up and we put on a talis and we call the 13 attributes and names of God. True, that is what we do. But what else, perhaps, ought we to do? God is not saying, perhaps. God is not only saying, "Call my name." God is saying, "No, no, no. I'm demonstrating for you. This is what you should do." Meaning, you should call your name. Don't just call my name. Call your name. Who are you? If a person focuses on who they are and recognizes, reminds themselves of their deepest, truest self, deepest essence, they begin to connect, reconnect, and to their own, to the truth in their own souls, and that is the cause, and those are the steps back towards coming home to one's truest self. Shana Tova.